visiting with Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk. Sheriff will continue to be a title, looks like, for another 4 years.
You know, it's really exciting to see the numbers that we're seeing and know that I'm going to have 4 more years.
Remind us the last time that you had a contested election.
20 years ago was the first time I ran, and I had five opponents, or there were five of us in the race, and so that's really the last time I had an opponent, and so I've had to learn how to campaign again.
What's different from then and now?
You know, besides being more expensive, social media has a big role in campaigning now, and I had to learn how to do that, work on online and then Facebook and things like that. So that was a big surprise, but I think we learned a lot quickly, and I think we did a great job.
What was the experience like overall?
You know, in hindsight, it's been a great experience. What it gave us a chance to do was tell everybody what we've been doing for the last 20 years, and to feature the sheriff's office and all the 242 paid staff that we have there, and the things that we've done and built, and the things that we're doing to serve this community. And so we got a chance to highlight that through this campaign, and so that's a good thing.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if some folks probably said, I already knew that stuff. Keep up the good work. Was that an observation from some folks?
You know, I got a lot of positive feedback throughout the whole campaign, but I wasn't taking it for granted. You know, I wanted to run a race that I could be proud of, and that let the people in Brazos County know that I was truly wanting to be their sheriff. And so I think we provided that type of campaign.
So what happens for the next 4 years?
You know, I think that we're in great shape, and we're going to continue to do what we've been doing. There are some things that I want to build on. Certainly, the crisis intervention team is something that is very valuable to this community, and we're going to build on that and adapt some of it into the jail, and so that we can identify people that end up in our custody and help them as quickly as we can. And then, of course, the innovations that we're continuing to work on, we're going to keep our eyes open and look for whatever the state of the art is.
Anything else that I've missed?
You know, I'm proud to be the sheriff of Brazos County, and I'm really proud to be a Texas sheriff, and to have a clear and convincing win like we have, you know, I just think that's a clear message that what we're doing is what the citizens expect us to do.